December 2nd, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Christian Perfection. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, Philippians 3:12. It is a snare to imagine that God wants to make us perfect specimens of what he can do. God's purpose is to make us one with himself. The emphasis of holiness movements is apt to be that God is producing specimens of holiness to put in his museum. If you go off on this idea of personal holiness, the dead set of your life will not be for God, but for what you call the manifestation of God in your life. It can never be God's will that I should be sick. If it was God's will to bruise his own son, why should he not bruise you? The thing that tells for God is not your relevant consistency to an idea of what a saint should be, but a real vital relation to Jesus Christ and your abandonment to him, whether you are well or ill. Christian perfection is not and never can be human perfection. Christian perfection is the perfection of a relationship to God, which shows itself amid the irrelevancies of human life. When you obey the call of Jesus Christ, the first thing that strikes you is the irrelevancy of the things you have to do. And the next thing that strikes you is the fact that other people seem to be living perfectly consistent lives. Such lives are apt to leave you with the idea that God is unnecessary. By human effort and devotion, we can reach the standard God wants. In a fallen world, this can never be done. I am called to live in perfect relation to God so that my life produces a longing after God in other lives, not admiration for myself. Thoughts about myself hinder my usefulness to God. God is not after perfecting me to be a specimen in his showroom. He is getting me to the place where he can use me, and let him do what he likes. That's the end of Oswald's text. Holiness is a grossly misused term in the church that claims to be the bride of Christ. Holiness is held up as a standard of activity, a set of values or rules, as it were, that we abide by or that we break. The bottom line is most churches hold the holiness in terms of actions which fit perfectly and obey completely the Ten Commandments and ignore completely the fact that holiness really is everything in right relation with God and everything in right relation to one another on the planet. God's view of holiness is exactly that. It is about relationship only. He satisfied the requirement of sin by letting his own son, Jesus Christ, pay the penalty for sin. Therefore, sin is no longer an issue. Therefore, holiness can't be about that. But holiness is, rather, everything in right relation. If most Christians who abide completely in obedience to the Ten Commandments on a consistent basis would spend half as much effort in ensuring that everything relationally was clean and correct and beautiful between the Christian and his family, the Christian and his friends, and the Christian and even his enemies, that Christian would be amazed at what God would do. God is about holiness in the sense of relational rightness, and only that. All he called us to was a right relationship to himself. If our relationship with him is right, if it is pure, if it is seamless, and if it is passionate, and our love for him is real, the people around us will want to connect to our Jesus and our God.